Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, the naked swim, Tom's pool skimming, and Willie. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
I always heard that his herb was top shelf. I just could not wait to find out for myself.
Don't knock it till you've tried it. Well, I've tried it, my friend. And I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
I learned a hard lesson in a small Texas town.
He fired up a fat boy and he passed him around.
The last words I spoke before they tucked me in.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. But I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
I hopped on his old bus, the Honeysuckle Road.
The party was Vegas, it was after the show.
Alone in the front lounge, just me and him.
With one parting puff, Grim Creeper sat in. I'll never smoke weed with Willie again. My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. But I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
Now we're passing the guitar, telling good jokes.
I know one's a-coming, cause I'm smelling smoke.
No, I do not partake, I just let it pass by.
With a smile on my face and a great contact high. I'll never smoke weed, Willie, again. My party's all over before it began. You can pour me some old whiskey river, my friend. But I'll never smoke weed with Willie again.
In the fetal position, with drool on my chin.
I messed up and smoked weed with Willie again.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy, I've been reminded. What's going on over there in the news den, if you will?
Authorities in Florida encountered an unusual situation when a naked guy went for a swim in a stranger's pool and refused to leave.
Hello, naked guy.
WSVN reports the Fort Lauderdale police officers responded to the call, tried to coax the naked man out of the pool.
Come on, pal.
Homeowner. Here we go. Come here. come here. Here's a treat. Homeowner Javier Cavero said it took nearly 4 hours to get the guy out of the water safely. He was then taken for medical evaluation.
Can you tase someone while they're in a pool?
That's a great question.
The way I understand it, if they're on your property, anything goes.
Throw a toaster in that pool.
That's what I understand.
Just stand there next to the pool. Either you're out or this is in.
Take your time.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know what you would you do? Fill a squirt gun with boiling water? I don't know. I mean, what's
acid?
What's legit? What could they do to this?
Slingshot.
Maybe lasso him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Lasso.
Just kind of poke him with that pool cleaner thing. Get him right in the armpit, sensitive bits.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to scoop him up, are you, in the net?
Too big.
Yeah, I mean, you know the guy's got a pee in there.
Oh, yeah.
Got some stranger.
I mean, for you, that's a whole new pool, right? If someone's naked, you don't know in your pool?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're changing everything.
Have you been naked in your pool yet?
Naked?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Tom.
No?
You haven't skinny dipped in your own pool.
Turn the lights off.
I know you.
And your lady.
It's a real shame. Yeah. Believe that the human skin is the devil's slipcover.
Right.
I know you believe that. But please, Tom.
I do not.
Can't you get naked in your own pool early in the morning, do a quick lap?
That's one noodle that doesn't come out of the pool.
No kidding.
I leave that in its little sack.
You got a guy, or are you trying to keep up with caretaking of your pool, or you have a guy?
You have a guy. You got to have a guy.
No, but I've got that long stick with the net on it.
Just asking for trouble.
You got to go out there. The leaves blow in it. You got to
have a guy come.
Check your chlorine levels. And
check your filter. You stay
out. Got a guy for that, right?
Oh, the mechanics of it, I don't touch.
You're going to get electrocuted or something.
You've got to have one of those nets to skim the top.
Well, of course.
All right.
You'll be out there skimming. This is my first pool my whole life. I've never had one before. It's a lot of work.
Well,
you're doing is skimming.
Does anybody else remember? A lot of work to skim.
Complaining about his pool.
Which is really...
I'm not complaining. You bashed me about it.
A lot of work.
It's the pool owner's equivalent to spraying your hose on your deck. Skimming. It's the same effort. But you told me one time, don't get a pool. So, I have some advice for
number
you.
Number one cause of death in children is accidental drowning.
Never get a pool. Fill it in. Okay.
Christy, real estate resale. Your thoughts?
Pools are bad.
Bad
for real estate.
There you go.
It eliminates like 90% of the
buyers. But you tried that argument. Didn't work, did it?
No.
You lost on the pool, huh?
Oh, I love it. It's great having it.
Though. Hang on. I have to make a sound effect for Tom.
No, I'm glad we have it. It's fun.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, how much fun would it be if you got out there like you?
Yeah, three with the
in
kids.
Three in the morning.
Drop the truck.
Three
trunks.
In the morning. You're out there doing back and forth in the pool, totally naked.
Yeah. Oh, some raccoon grabs my junk.
Raccoons don't like to get in the pool.
No, they don't like to grab junk either.
No,
if you're talking about a beaver, possibly.
they'll grab your junk.
They like pools.
Oh, God.
What's that flag you like to fly? The blue Peter? You could like lay on your back and strap that to your member and float across.
Jump on that pizza slice raft you have.
And you're referencing, of course, raising the blue Peter.
Oh, my God.
Is if a boat is in port and the blue Peter goes up, that's to alert the crew that they got to get back to the ship.
You know
it's about to sail.
You know what you could do? Float on your back with an erection and scream at the house, "Hey, honey, you want any of this for? Put it away."
Nice. Ladies love that line. It's a fun
Ladies
line.
Ladies love that.
Yeah, I love that.
Like, how thoughtful. Yes. How thoughtful of him.
Nice. Yeah, these are
Why is Christy the one laughing the hardest?
These are all great ideas.
Now, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
if we saw him doing that, that would be something.
Yeah.
Try it.
Ever tried a naked cannonball?
No.
That might be the safest dive, though, when you're naked.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
You hit your balls
think about
first.
It.
Yeah.
No. You'd be hitting balls first.
No, yes. Your balls would be up in between your legs, and you'd be all clinched up.
Yeah, you do a proper top. Cannonball. You're tucked way cannonball. Up. They're dangling.
Well, you're not
down.
Doing that kind of activity when you're naked
down.
In a pool. You're
only
fun.
Enter pools by cannonball. It's my rule.
Is that right?
Never slip in.
A recent poll reveals typical American beach behavior. This is not a pool behavior. Beach behavior.
Beach behavior.
The Beach.com survey of American adults found on average Americans engage in at least three bad beach behaviors. The top faux pas was taking sand or seashells.
Taking it.
Taking them. That's what they're there for.
I think in like there's like protected beaches where international people go and they take this like very rare sand that's very intimate to the locals and then they fly home with it. I understand that. That's not cool.
Yeah, we had that story there. I forget where that is, but you're not allowed to take any sand with you. Of course, that excludes, of course, butt crack.
Well, I mean,
you're going to get some.
Okay. The second, peeing in the water.
Everyone does that.
70% of respondents, Tom, fessed up to peeing in the water.
Well, 30% lied.
All right.
If you see me in an ocean, it's because I have to pee.
I'm not getting
in there unless I have to pee.
Yeah. Ocean, bathtub, kiddie pool. Yeah. Where are we at?
How many times have you seen people standing waist deep in water with beers in their hand out in the ocean?
It's nice.
Tell me, that's not what they're doing.
I'm just feeding the fish.
Drinking alcohol coming in third. Is that not
as bad
allowed?
Beach behavior?
Wait, what? Literally, I only go to the beach to drink alcohol and pee in the water. Like, yeah. That's why you're there.
Take a couple of seashells. Come on.
I'll take a seashell.
Yeah. Well, what the hell else is there to do at the beach?
Thank you. This is ridiculous. 70% of those polled said someone else's bad beach etiquette ruins a trip for them. Your guys are going to hate me when I say this, but you know what my number one is?
Go ahead.
People playing their music too loud at the beach. I don't want to hear music.
I think you should have to apply for a permit to play music outside in the summer.
I don't want to hear it. I want to hear the ocean. That's why I'm there. True.
By the lake in beautiful Chicago, and some jackass is bumping some EDM.
I'm
turning into my dad. I just heard that. That sucked. I hate that.
I was like, just turn down your radio.
Respondents put littering as the number one most annoying behavior at the beach, followed by not picking up after pets and sitting too close to others.
What if I put something in the sand and covered up with sand?
Like a cat?
No, like,
condom.
Poop.
Oh,
things like that.
That's what I meant. Like,
no, last time I went to the beach, I looked over and there was just someone had changed their baby and left the diaper.
No.
Just laying in the sand. No. I mean, it was bundled up. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't open and exposed, but it was, you knew what it was.
Yeah, I got the results of the New Jersey beach cleanup.
Oh, geez. Hypodermic needles.
Fingers.
A foot.
This is
headless torsos.
This is interesting. They had 10,000 volunteers. It's called the Clean Ocean Action Trash Removal. This is in New Jersey along the coast. This is important. They collected nearly 500,000 pieces of debris. Ugh. Condoms up 56%. Cigarette butts down. And, of course, this is why I got it here, Mr. Oskey. A lot of used baby diapers found on the beach.
Look at you.
Oh, yikes.
What's wrong with people?
You know, I lived an hour from there, and we had that's a huge problem with the water and fecal chloroform, they called it. The levels in the water were huge.
Ugh.
Hypodermic needles, all that kind of
wouldn't
stuff.
Wouldn't get in there for nothing.
Medical waste, huge problem.
It said, diapers up 78%. Oh, this is good in New Jersey. Dead bodies down 27%.
Oh, that is
good.
Yeah.
That's good. Wow. As long as they're down. Yeah.
Oh, they only raked up one Snooki.
Whatever happened to Snooki?
She's doing okay, actually.
Yeah. Oh, is she?
She's like a mom influencer now.
Yeah, she's
good for her.
She's doing her thing.
My kids love watching those old
Jersey Shores.
Yes. And I walked downstairs the other day during the holiday. They were home and we were watching it. It's hysterically funny.
GTL?
Oh, my gosh.
Jim Tan Laundry.
Yeah. It's. You forget how
there's no W in there for work.
Well, no.
They worked at the T-shirt shop.
They worked at the T-shirt shop. They were working.
Work just bums me out, man.
I see. Yeah. There's Christy Lee at the SILAC Insurance News Desk. What's happening?
A new study shows labels on marijuana products often misrepresent their potency.
There are labels on marijuana products?
Yeah, you're telling me that the thing on the jar that says Durban Poison might be lying to me? You're telling me my Jack Herrera or Alaskan Thunder F isn't actually what they say?
And I'm not asking Willie this. I'm just opening it. What is like a alcohol beverage on a can of beer is 6%. How do they quantify that on weed?
So like conventional pot is like anywhere between like 18% and 32%, and then like with dabs and all that kind of stuff.
So this is THC, or
yes, yeah. Okay. It's like 99% pure THC, 92% for like resin and stuff. Okay. I got a lot of those numbers wrong. Don't
What is a dab? I've never heard of a dab.
A dab is hash oil. So if weed is beer, hash oil is whiskey.
Oh, a little dab will do you. Then.
Yeah. A little dab will do you.
A Brill Cream. A little dab will do you.
Researchers from the University of Colorado at Boulder analyzed products sold at dispensaries across the state and discovered nearly half of cannabis flower products are inaccurately labeled, with most showing they contain more THC than they really do.
Oh, great. Good news for everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Look at that.
There you go.
So wait a minute.
I always wondered when they, and I know this is going to sound stupid, but like when you're making the edibles,
yeah,
and you're putting the stuff into the thing and you stir it up and you pour it in the pan,
right,
how do you know 99% isn't in one corner and there's none in the other corner?
I think, so I've had that issue when I make them at home. I think these guys have a better system now.
Yeah. Well, they're saying they don't because they're off on their numbers.
So yeah, they're saying what if it says, what would be a number? If it says 14, it's really 8?
Well, are they talking about milligrams? Like it's a
No, so this would be percentage. The percentage of THC within the product, whatever you're getting. So conventional pot, like the stuff that you got, if it's in a joint or whatever, that's around 20 to 30, I'm pretty sure. And then with the concentrates, they can get anywhere from 80 to like 99. They
if you're making brownies or something, don't you like make it into a butter and then put it into the mix or something?
You can make it
into
butter. You can use flour. You can use hash. Yeah, you can use whatever you want.
Yeah. So it's uniformly through the entire. It's not just in one corner.
Well, but you don't know that.
I know
you
that.
You can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I know when you said this is going to sound stupid, but I had no idea.
So this is the legal stuff sold in...
Yes, in Colorado. I've never been to a dispensary, and it has to be, so I don't know how it's labeled.
It has to be made in Colorado, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because none of these products are allowed to cross state lines. I remember reading an article about, what's his name, Jim Belushi, who apparently has a really good farm in, I want to say, Oregon. I'm kind of forgetting. And he was saying the problem was they couldn't take their product and sell it across the state line. He may be in Washington. I forget. It was a while back. But
there's a whole show of him and his marijuana farm.
Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting for about an episode.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it lasts about an episode or two.
Yes.
Maybe do you watch it while high?
Yeah. I mean, I would if I was
in a legal state. If you're over in Illinois, perhaps.
Yeah, or on Colorado.
Attaboy.
If you're listening on the radio.
I saved it.
If you're listening on radio, you can't tell Jeff's a stoner. If you're watching the YouTube, they figured it out, buddy.
Okay.
What is your, in the event that you were in a place where it was legal, what would be your form of intake, if you will?
I would like a joint that's been rolled in keef and then dipped in.
What does that mean?
What's keef?
So they take a joint. Keef is like when you grind your weed, there's like a sieve at the bottom. And so the tiny particles, I forget exactly what it's called, but they fall through. It looks like dust. Uh-huh. It's like little green dust. And then you take that, you roll a regular joint, you dip that in hash oil, and then you roll that around in the keef. Like it's like puppy chow, that thing you make in the summertime with like a confectionery sugar.
Yeah,
those things will get you in trouble.
Yeah. Man.
Those things are wild.
Woo. Oh, so you like to, what is some of the terminology? Do you fire up a doobie? Is that still a thing?
Just smoke out.
Smoke out.
Prefer smoking over edibles.
Oh, I'll do whatever's available. Like if I was going to a dispensary, I would get some edibles, I would get some flour, maybe a drink,
mm-hmm.
and I would do all three at the same time.
Do they make this? These are all dumb questions. Do they make like a nicotine patch for pot?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Like a transdermal. They really do.
I've never had one that's THC, but I got one that's CBD in it, and I put it on my low back, and it would help with back pain. Yeah. It's great.
Okay. Does it have like a picture of Jerry Garcia on it or something?
No, honestly, it looks medical.
They have like hand lotions you can use mm-hmm. that have THC in them.
And Chapstick.
Like you rub on your sore muscles. And
I overuse the hand lotion one, and you sleep for days.
Oh, really?
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely true.
Do they make suppositories?
They could.
Probably for people who are sick.
Yeah.
What I did was take the hand lotion and just squirt it up my...
that works. That's effective.
A nice little...
There's this really strong
Do
stuff.
Do they have suppositories?
Well, I'm asking if they have transdermal...
It's all about the butt with you.
I'm just asking. That could be for someone who had a specific issue.
There's something called RSO, Rick Simpson oil, developed by this guy Rick Simpson. Again, I'm getting some of these details wrong, but he was sick.
And no, you're right.
Help. Pharmaceuticals couldn't help, and he developed his own just marijuana concentrate, and you can rub it on your skin. You can eat it. It does usually come
In a syringe.
It comes in a syringe, and then sometimes your sister Lucy, she's staying at your house, and she finds it, and she goes, "Oh my God, what are you doing?
You're shooting up."
I promise it's just weird.
Yeah.
So in the conclusion of this article is that you've got the, according to the University of Colorado, the amounts of whatever it is, THC on these things is not really correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the...
And that, now I asked this question a couple weeks ago, and I still don't remember if we ever had an answer. Have they come up with a test on the road if they pull somebody over? Haven't come up with a thing, hey, you're too stoned to be driving?
If it smells and you have anything in your system in the last 30 days, you can get in a lot of trouble.
Yep.
Okay.
30 days.
Man.
But... just like alcohol, you shouldn't drive while on it.
No, yeah,
like,
100%.
I mean, be responsible.
Yeah, for sure.
Like now, when you're doing, once again, if you're in a place where this is legal, right, and you're on one of these adventures, does your lady friend participate in the seminar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, does this ever lead to any kind of like say the marriage act,
sexual congress,
congress, intimate?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say just because of that, but. Yeah, we're not on vacation.
So you're not suffering from dick pot or what would the?
I don't think it works like that, does it?
Wouldn't it be pot dick?
It could be. I'm trying to think of
not a pot dick.
Reefer. Yeah. I'm Dick Reefer.
It's not Dick Whiskey.
No, does it
have that effect?
Maybe in the fact that it just makes you tired, so you don't want to kind of move around like that.
Oh, no, it doesn't affect me.
Move around anyway.
Oh, really? Nice.
No,
I want to move out of this room. I know that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.